This Chazor is saying, "Mishum Yecheskel Shagam Yehudim Yecheskel Zvachim Daf Nun Hey." Zok the Mishum with regard to the Shlomim of the Tzibra and the Ashamis. The Ashamis are the Asham for the stealing, the Asham for Meila, the Asham for sinning with the Shivcha Harufa, the Asham of the Nazir, the Asham of the Mitzrayim, and the Asham Tali. The halacha regarding all of these is the Shechita has to be done in the north. The Kabbalah of the blood must be done in the Kli Sharis in the north, and the blood is applied with Shtayim Shein Arba. The Karbonis are eaten within the curtains of the Azara by the male Kahanim, prepared in any manner for a day and the following night until Chatzos. Reflecting, how do we know the Shlomim of the Tzibra has a north requirements? The Rabbi of Nassan taught a brisa in front of Ravas that said the pasuk that discusses the shlom of the tzibra also discusses the chatas. It creates a hekesh and teaches just like the chatas has to be shechted in the north, the shlom of the tzibra has to be shechted in the north as well. Rava asked him, chatas is itself learned from a hekesh and oilos, so how can it then be teach further through a hekesh? Rather, Zakhtimar, the source is from a brisa taught by Rav Mari, the son of Rav Kahana, who said that the pasuk of al oile seichem v'al zivche shalmeichem creates a hekesh directly from oile to shlom of the tzibra and teaches just like an oile's kodesh kadoshim has to be shechted in the north. The same is true for the shlom of the tzibra. If so, Freknemar, what does the hekesh between the shlom and the chatas come to teach? And Freknemar teaches that just as a chatas is only eaten by the male kahanim, the same is true for the shlom of the tzibur. Abaye asks, if this is the proper hekesh, then the shlom of a nazir, which is mentioned in the same pasuk as the chatas, should also be learned from the hekesh to the chatas, and that it should only be eaten by the male kahanim. We know that's not true. Obviously, this must not be a proper hekesh, and if so, it shouldn't be made for the shlom of the tzibur either. Rava said, regarding the shlom of the tzibur, regarding the shlom of the nazir, the pasuk says the kohen should take the cooked foreleg. This is Raya Bishela. This teaches that the rest of the animal can be eaten by the owners. For Akmara, we would say that the Zeroya B'Shela should only be eaten by male Kehanim, but yet a Mishnah says that it may be eaten even by the Kohen's wife and slave, Kasha. Second Teretz, the Torah refers to this Zeroya as Kodesh, not Kodshe Kodeshim. By referring it only as Kodesh, the Torah teaches it's not limited only to the Zechari HaKohuna. If so, what's the purpose of the Nazir Shlom being compared to Chatos? The Rav said it teaches that if the Nazir shaved his head after offering any of the three Kabbalahs that he has to bring, he is Yoytza. Zok the next Mishnah, a carbon toida and the Nazir's isle, which is a shlum, they're a kachim kalim. They can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Their blood requires shtayim shein arba. They may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim by any person prepared in any manner for a day and the following night until Chatzos. The portions that are separated from them for the kahanim are treated the same as the rest of the carbon, except that they can only be eaten by kahanim, their wives, their children, and the slaves, and their slaves. Zok Maravaita, a brisa says, the pasuk says that Moshe told Aaron that the shlom should be eaten in a Torah place. And the Chami asks, does this suggest that the other commandments can be eaten in a tummy place? Rather, it means that it may be eaten in a place that is Torah for some respects and tummy for others. This refers to the Machane Yisrael, which is the status which Yerushalayim has, which is Torah for Tumas Mitzorah. A Mitzorah meaning it's not, a Mitzorah is not allowed to be there, but it's tummy from Tumas Zov, meaning a Zov is allowed to be there. Vechmer maybe said that Moshe was referring to a place that's Torah from Tumas Zov and tummy from Tumas Meis, in which case it would be saying that shlom may be eaten in the Machane Leviya, which is the Har Abayas, basically. Abayas said, the pasuk regarding the Karban Mincha says, Oiso, it must be eaten in a holy place. This teaches that the Toida, and by extension all Kachim Kalim, can be eaten in a place of lesser Kedusha, meaning they can even be eaten in the Machane Leviya. When the pasuk then says that the Shlom must be eaten in a Torah place that serves to decrease it by yet another level of Kedusha, and which therefore allows it to be eaten even in the Machane Yisrael. Rava said, when the pasuk says the Mincha must be eaten in a Kaddish place, it teaches that Kachim Kalim can be eaten outside all the Machanais. When the pasuk then says that the Shlom must be eaten in a Torah place, it brings it back into one machane. It requires it to be eaten within the Machane Yisrael. Why not say that this pasuk requires regarding shlomim requires it to be brought back into the Machane Leviya? Verse 6 only increases by 1 degree, not 2. If so, when the pasuk of Mincha teaches to remove the kachim kalim from the machanos, maybe it only does so for one machana, not all of them. Also, the pasuk regarding the kachim kalim says leisucha lecha b'sharecha, which means that there's no thought to say they could be eaten outside the Yerushalayim. Rather, we have to say like Abaya said. Zok the next Mishnah, Shlom Nakashim Kalam, they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, their blood requires Shtayim Shein Arba, they can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim by any person prepared in any manner for 2 days and one night. The portions that are separated for the Kehanim are treated the rest, same as the rest of the carbon, except they can only be eaten by the Kehanim, their wives, their children, and their slaves. Zok Digamara, Brisa says, one pasuk says the Shlom is shechted Pesach Oyel Moed, another pasuk says Lifnei Oyel Moed, a third pasuk says Lifnei Oyel Moed. This teaches that all the sides of the Azara are valid for shechting Kachim Kalam. With the Kal V'Chaimer, we can teach that the north is also a kasher for shechting kachim kalim, because if you can shecht kachim there, certainly you can shecht kachim kalim there. Rabbi Eliezer says, one of these psukim is needed to teach that kachim kalim may be shechted in the north. We would make a kal v'chaimer to teach that it can't be shechted in the north. If kachim kalim, which can be shechted anywhere, and still kachim may not be shechted in their area, then kachim, which can only be shechted in the north, certainly cannot have kachim kalim shechted in their area. The pasuk therefore says, oyel moed, to teach that it may be shechted anywhere in the Azara. What is the practical machlokes? Except the Tanakhama holds that one pasuk is needed to teach that the shlom may only be shechted when the entrance to the oil moed is open, not before that. One is needed to teach that the shechita can also be done to any of the any sides of the entrance, and the third is to teach that if it's shechted to the sides of the side, meaning the rooms off to the side. He holds that a pasuk is not needed to teach the shechita can take place in the north. But Eliezer holds that one pasuk is needed to teach the shlom may only be shechted when the entrance to the oil moed is open, not before that. One is needed to teach that the shechita can also be done in the north, and one is needed to teach that the shechita can also be done to any of the sides of the entrance. He holds you don't need a pasuk to teach. It can go that the sides of the sides are puzzled. For the Akhti Gemara, why does one pasuk say Pesach Oyel Moed and the other says Lefnei Oyel Moed? Gemara says it teaches the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel, who learns that the shlom may only be shechted after the doors to the Oyel Moed have been opened, not when they're still locked. The drasha is said by others as well. In Eretz Yisrael, they added that a shlom will be also be puzzled if in the time of the Mishkan is shechted before the Levim put up the Mishkan or after it has been taken down. It's obvious that if the doors are simply closed, it's the same as if they're locked. What if there's a curtain spread across the entrance? Rav Zeir said it's definitely considered to be an open entrance. What if there's something that has some height to it blocking the entrance? Rav Bryce seems to say that although there were obstacles 8 amos high in front of the doorways to the chambers that led to the knives, they were considered to be part of the Azara. We see that this would not make it to be considered a closed door. It's not proof. The Bryce may be referring to the height of those doorways, not to the obstruction in front of them. Rav Mishnah says that all the doorways based on Midrash were 20 amos tall, so how can you say the doorway was only 8 amos tall? Rav Bryce said the doorways to these small chambers were different.